One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Corinna KOPF retires from OnlyFans after bringing in over $67 million in 3 years. Start taking the picture. Set that camera up. Girl, take the picture. Hey, I'm Marlo Hampton.
And I'm Sonya Richards Ross.
And welcome to the Real Close Friends.
Yes, we are finally here. Yeah.
I mean, this is real.
This is happening.
We've talked about this for how long?
We have been talking about this for almost a year, I feel like.
Oh my God, but guess what?
It's here now.
It's here now.
And we're launching at the perfect time, Halloween. And check
perfect
out our
costumes.
Check out our costumes, baby.
Salt and pepper here, and we're in effect.
No, this is exciting. So we have been envisioning the show for a long time, and we know we're going to talk about a lot of topics. We're going to be scrolling the gram, doing all the things. But before we get into that, we need to talk about how this came to be, how this real friendship happened.
How it really happened.
All right, from your perspective,
How
did we become besties, post-show besties?
She wasn't thinking about me at first. She was all with Candy and all them.
So listen, all right, so here's the thing, right? This is what the show is all about. It's about real close friends. Yeah. I was brought on the show as Drew's friend, right? Mm-hmm. And I hadn't met Drew. I met Drew and hung out with her like 2 or 3 times prior to the show.
Wow.
Literally. So when I came on the show, I was actually kind of open to figuring out who I was going to really click with.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I did think that Candy and I probably would have the most connection because I thought we had a lot in common.
A lot of followers, too, and you love content.
No, bitch. I was not trying to get content. That was never it. I just felt
I'm okay with it because one thing I love about you, you are so about your business. Okay. And you are the type, I will say, being serious, you are the type who anyone around you or in your circle, you're about them being about their business. Yeah. You'll call me and I'll be like, I'm cool. No, Marlo, get your ass up. We're doing content today. Yeah. We're doing this. So at the time, I didn't appreciate it. Yeah. But now that I know you and I really see who you are, mm-hmm. you want everyone to win in your circle.
Yeah,
so
I really do.
That's important to have real close friends who want you to win and have the same hustle and drive that you have. So
very
I do
true.
Admire that.
Yeah, so when I first came on, I thought maybe me and Candy would hit off because she is a mom, entrepreneur, all those things.
Driven like you.
But and to be very honest, like I always admired you when I watched the show because I loved your style. I thought you brought a lot to the show. But I wasn't sure if we would, like, you know, hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to know when I fell in love with you?
When?
Do you know when?
No.
So when I felt like our relationship really started to blossom was actually when, remember when most of the crew got COVID when we were filming, we were in the cabin or something, when you and Kenya was having that standoff?
Yes, when we were out in Tennessee or something.
No, we were in Atlanta, right? Just like somewhere up in, it doesn't matter.
It wasn't that far. It was a couple hours away. I had the Bentleys and the cars driving stuff. Okay.
Anyway, so the majority of the cast got COVID. And I hadn't had COVID all for the whole time COVID was around, and I got COVID on the show. And I remember Marlo literally reached out to me almost every day. You sent me a bear. You sent me vitamins and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, like, nobody else reached out to me. Nobody else checked on me. I know the other girls had it. I checked on them. But you were the only person that genuinely showed, like, you cared. And I was like, wow, like, this is, like, a different side of you, you know? And then since then, I've just really, that's all I see is, like, you're just such a good, thoughtful friend.
Oh, thank you.
And you're real.
No, oh, my God.
I'm real.
Only thing fake is my hair. Well, none of this human hair. But, no, seriously, that's so important. And when I came on 10 years ago, I came on thinking, oh, my God, we're going to sit at the table together and we're going to have fun. And this is just going to be, like, a little girl's hood in life. And I'm like, oh. You guys are really mean.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You guys are really hitting below the belt. You guys are really making me cry sometime. And then I got to go in the bathroom and cry it out and come back and be tough. But I'm just glad that we're here.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that this is real. Yeah. And guess what? We're real close friends. We don't always smile and kiki and get along. Mm-hmm. We have issues as well.
Exactly.
But what's important, we call and we talk to each other about them.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
That's what's important.
That's important. We're not trying to have an audience and embarrass the person.
Yeah.
We're picking up the phone like, hey, you said this, you did this. Mm-hmm. And we make it up, and then she gives me like millions of dollars, and then I'm back up front.
I'm paying you, my friend. No, but for real, it's really been fun. Our relationship has been great, us with the boys and everything else. So you're welcome to the Real Close Friends officially, and we want to invite you into the circle because one of the things that Marla and I do constantly is send each other DMs like, this girl sends me DMs at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, go to sleep. Why are you awake?
I have to keep you up to date.
And I appreciate that. So you want to get into it?
Let's get into it. And one thing, you know, we're going to keep it real. And we're definitely going to say what we're thinking, especially I. My sister's going to try and keep it classy, but I'm going to just take it there, okay?
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so the first thing on my timeline. All right, we're talking about our experiences on RHOA. We'll talk a lot more about that during the show and stuff. But the trailer is out for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I mean, Potomac is actually running now. First of all, have you been watching Potomac at all?
I haven't really been watching it, but I definitely have been seeing snippets of it on Instagram. Yeah. You know, I'm on Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
So what I did see, what did I see about them? Someone had on light green. Was it Karen? Who had the light green?
No, Mia. One thing you're going to remember is what people have on.
You're
going to remember their clothes.
Like, if it was a show or you had to ask me a question on what did the person wear,
you're going to get that every single time.
They looked amazing. The green was amazing. Mia looked like she just stood out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
I think so. One of the things, so I haven't had a chance to watch all the episodes either because I've been so busy, but it's my intention to watch all of it. Mm-hmm. But what I've been hearing, my sister's a big fan and other people are big fans, they're saying that they feel like the show is missing Candace and Robin. Like, she could, like, to get rid of both of them at the same time, they feel like that has really impacted the show. So I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, like the producers don't always get it right when they make these cuts.
They definitely don't, and nothing's wrong with that, as in they don't get it right. The producers, you don't always get it right. I feel that you need a more diverse crowd, people from the hood, people from the bouginess, from the middle class, because all of us have lived different lives. So you really can't tell me what's good. Candace, I fuck with Candace.
Yeah, I thought Candace
is where I'm from. So you fucked up letting her go.
Yeah.
She was a real one.
Yeah.
So
I really like
if you want acting and you want fake, keep just creating the show that you're doing, but it's not being real.
Yeah.
And it's so many other people that can relate to Candace.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once I said something about someone's mother on the show, and they were like, oh my God, it was awful. She's so dark. She's this. How am I dark? That was my story. We grew up, my mama, your mama hanging out clothes, my mama's socking. Like, we talked about your mama and your daddy, and then we did want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell me what's so mean and what's so dark when that's my upbringing. And I just feel like that's important.
No, it's facts. And I feel the same way about Robin. I think that Robin and Giselle's relationship was such a huge part of the show. So to let Robin go, I feel like there's going to be a hole there. But I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what happens with the show.
We'll see.
I mean, also, too, what's going on with Mia? Like, Mia.
Mia is living her best life. Let me tell you, I was in D.C. and I bumped into Mia in D.C. So I'm in D.C. and my friend is looking for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like walking around. I'm in the clubhouse. I'm like, what is all this glam and shit here?
Mm-hmm.
It's Mia getting glam hair and makeup. She's like, darling, I live in the penthouse upstairs, and my husband lives right down beneath me, and my kids go down the I'm like, bitch, you're living your best life.
Yes.
She has her ex-husband and her boyfriend all in the same penthouse. Live your life, Mia.
I don't know if I call that living your best life. That seems like mayhem and confusion.
Oh, Lord.
But whatever you want to call it. But Lord, I don't know. Jesus. That just seemed like too
she
much.
She seems like she's happy, though.
She does seem happy. That's what I love. She seems like she's living her truth. As hard as it was, I think, for her to leave her husband, move on publicly. Because I saw her the other day, too. I was at the Atlanta Dreams game, and she was there, and she looked very happy. So kudos to you, Mia. Your best life.
Live your best life, baby. And stay within your truth as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because she even posted the other day. Did you see that? Where she said she wished more of her real story was shown.
Oh.
Keep wishing. I was there 10 years and you didn't see all of my stories.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No, the editing be a bitch sometimes.
It is, but it is what it is.
So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is back. And can I tell you that the newest cast member is one of my really good friends, Bose
McSt. No way. Yes. Are you serious?
I love Bose. She is
How
the
do you
best.
Know her?
I've known her for a couple years. So Bose actually was somebody who I really admired because she's like a CMO and she worked for like, I don't want to get it wrong, but it was like Pepsi, Netflix, a whole bunch of Fortune 500 companies. Like, she was super dope. So I forget how we met the first time, but she's kind of been like a mentor to me and stuff. And I feel like her Instagram name is Badass Bose, okay?
Hey, Badass Bose.
And she's
I like that.
To like thrive in that
she's
environment.
She's gonna definitely need it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. I love the diversity that they brought to Beverly Hills. I think
Beverly Hills and
it's like
New York.
Super dope. Yeah.
They brought a lot of diversity.
So I think it's gonna be good. So I can't wait to see. She didn't say much in the trailer, so I don't know, like, how, because because I feel like, you know, you got to really stand out to make the trailer. So hopefully she had a strong season, but I'm rooting
for her. She probably caught on. I think at first, when you first come on, you know, it's like, you're timid, you're scared.
Definitely. And then, definitely.
And you know one thing I do remember about her?
Who?
About Badass, yeah.
Yeah.
She's an Aquarius.
I don't know that much about you, badass. I'm not going to be doing that with you the whole season.
But you're an Aquarius, so you're a badass like me.
You and your Zodiac
sign. You got this, girl.
I should have known. Yeah, she's bomb, so that should be really good. Kathy Hilton's going to be returning, too. So
I love Kathy.
Kathy's just live for Kathy.
Kathy be like, well, what's your name? Yeah, were you on that show with Andy, the cute guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She just say it was so
I remember when I was at BravoCon, and I had a Judith Libra peach when I first got
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go over to her, and she's like, oh, my God, that's so cute. Have you ever been on that show with Andy Cohen? The watch, I'm like, Lord, this lady.
I don't have a clue.
I love her. Though. She's Valentino head to toe. I love her. It's just like
And she's been in her own world, just saying whatever.
And she lives in her truth, but they can relate to her truth. Yeah. We cannot relate to being that rich. And
No. It's not hopefully soon, though, friend. Hopefully soon.
Oh, no. Hey, we will manifest the
books.
Yes, we definitely will. And the way you're going crazy with our content, we definitely going to manifest.
We're about to be lit. All right. So we talked about housewives and stuff. I also wanted to talk about friendship. So did you see where Jada Weta apparently went on a girls trip? And I didn't follow the whole thing, but it seemed like two of the friends left early, and it was like all this drama. So I want to ask you, like, what do you feel is acceptable when you go on a girls trip? Like, should there be an itinerary? Does everybody got to do everything together? Like, how are you moving on a girls trip? We know how the girls trip went on the show, Lord.
Yeah, they were different. But now on a real girls trip,
yeah.
I feel if it's my birthday, if it's my trip, we need to roll whatever way I want it to roll. It's
the
my
whole
birthday.
Time.
It's my birthday. You're coming for me.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Birthday trip, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was a
birthday
trip. And I think it was her birthday. She's a Libra.
You and what I'm saying, though, is I was asking you, like, a question. Like, if we went on a girls trip. If it's a birthday trip, yes. I feel like the itinerary should be around the birthday girl. But let's say we just went on a regular girls trip. Like, we're like, okay, we're just going to go, you know, hang out somewhere. Do you feel like you got to do everything with the person? Or do you feel like, you know, like, if one friend want to be at the bar, one person want to be out tanning, like, you gonna be the friend where we gotta do everything together?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Some days I won't wanna get up early. I feel you don't have to do everything, but do majority. Do dinner every single night. You have to do dinner every single night. Every single night we have to do dinner together.
That is insane.
We don't have to do all the excursions, but we definitely have to do dinner every single night.
I don't know.
That's a deal breaker to me. If you can't get up, dress up, and let's do dinner, that's when we take our pictures.
We have to get up and dress up every
night. Girl, you may not want
to
get
a vacation. What if I want to relax? What if I want to go to bed early?
You don't need to come on this trip. I can see you sleep in, but you're going to get up for dinner? Come on now.
We don't have to do dinner every night.
What did they complain and say about her?
I don't know. I just saw, it just made me think about, like, friendship and how people view, because I think what they were saying was she extended the trip a couple of days and a couple of her friends left. And I'm like, if you extend the trip, baby, like.
Did she pay for the trip? Girl, she would have paid for it. I sure would have stayed right there. Invite your auntie next time, Jada. I'll stay right there with you.
All right, my resident foodie. Have you been seeing these trends where celebrities are doing these crazy food quirks? So in this one, Tamar is putting Caesar dressing on noodles, bro.
I did see that. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
And what's really disgusting about it, Tamar can throw down.
She could.
Yeah, my baby daddy Wardell, that's one of his closest friends. She can
cook. Wait. What you mean your baby daddy?
He's my fake baby daddy, but he's my baby daddy.
Okay.
I love Wardell. Hey, baby. So anyways, Tamar can cook her butt off, so I think she's just playing along with y'all. You know, she's a whole Kiki.
What is the best combination or weirdest combination of food that you like?
I love fish and grits. Do you like fish and grits?
No.
Oh my God. I mean, she likes chicken tenders, kids' meal, French fries.
Stop.
These might eat more luxury meals than her.
Stop. All right, what else? Fish and grits is not luxury. What else is a quirky?
Oh my God. I love collard greens with cornbread. Oh, let me tell you one. Close friends. The real close friends.
Tell me.
You better agree with this one. I love jalapeno sardines and saltine crackers.
Oh, that is tragic.
You gotta know the no. See, you didn't struggle. You didn't have no struggle.
Tragic.
And it works for my blood type. It does. I'm
what
supposed
does it
to.
What does it do for your blood type?
It keeps it healthy and just flowing really
you
good.
You be making shit up, bro.
No,
you
seriously.
Make shit up. I'm sorry.
I'm eating for
we're
my
not,
blood
listen,
type.
Listen, we're close friends. We're going to hold you accountable.
See,
you're not going
to
be on here talking
for
foolishness.
My blood type.
No, we're not going to do that.
See, I'm really.
Sardines,
I'm a dentist.
What's your blood type?
Dr. B positive. Hey, and Dr. Butts told me I should eat
I'm
for my blood type.
I'm already not listening because his name is Dr. Butts. I'm not listening. His name is Dr. Butts.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not listening.
He's my friend. He's really healthy. He looks
good for his age. He told you to eat sardines because your blood type
no,
is B.
No, he said eat your blood type. So I Googled. Okay, what's your blood type? Tomorrow,
I'm O positive.
Oh, you're going to probably outlive me. O
well,
blood type.
For many
a long
reasons,
time.
But. Okay, it's my blood type.
No, you are, though. Seriously.
I'm also, like, 15, 20 years your junior, so I'm thinking I'm outliving
oh,
because I'm so
wait,
much younger.
God
I'm, like, 30
damn
years
minute.
Younger than you.
No.
All right, moving on.
Don't pull this weave off my head.
This
y'all,
is a sewing.
Google your blood type.
Okay.
Eat for your blood type. It's really amazing. It's something that was new to me. When he said that, I was like, what are you talking
okay,
about,
I'm
your blood type?
I'm gonna look
your
up.
Blood type... Half the things that you've been eating, you will realize that you're not supposed to eat.
Really?
Yes. Like, I can't eat chicken. I can't eat pork.
You're not supposed to eat those things. You can. But
and I'm not even supposed to eat seafood or shellfish.
And you love seafood and shellfish.
I know. So I'm not doing it anymore. Only, like, deep fish. Sardines.
What the hell is deep fish? I'm telling you,
it has
you can't talk foolishness. We're not
just Google it. She don't believe me.
All right, we're moving
friends.
On because the
we're
more we talk
on.
About this, the more foolish we talk about.
Okay.
All right, so what about this? So Jesse Williams' ex-wife slams his request for additional time with their kids, says they'll just end up with the nanny.
I'm sure that's true.
I hate these kind of breakups for the children.
So sensitive. Really the wife is telling the truth. Pay that lady the money. You know you're asking her to watch them kids.
Listen, so, okay, we're talking about breakups, right? And okay. So I think a lot about this. I mean, I don't because... I could never imagine Ross and I being together. But it made me think about, so you remember with Drew and Ralph, right?
Oh.
Their breakup, which I feel like Drew is something else, but I hated to see their marriage fall apart,
oh,
especially
sad.
The kids. But they live in the same house still.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, that is crazy.
It
but
was.
Then I thought about it, and I was like.
That was good for the kids.
Exactly. I'm like, I think.
And they
I
say
could
downstairs
possibly...
in the basement looks better than upstairs. They say that he's an Aquarius too. He's the worst. They said Ralph got that basement laid
I believe
out.
That. When I went to the house at the time, the basement was nice, though. It was before. Remember, it flooded.
Oh, I didn't know.
It flooded, and then he redid it. So I think that's why it's nicer than the top. But they have a beautiful home, though.
They say downstairs. I love that, though. He's an Aquarius. He's going to be their first kid.
Yes. I think, at first, I was like, if I divorce my husband, I do not want to be in the same space as him.
Yeah, because he ain't bringing no
like,
woman
damn.
Over there. Maybe they have a contract. You can't bring no woman there. But I really respect both of you guys as in stand together for the kids.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I feel the kids are the most important thing for the breakup. If you want to go see your girlfriend or you do anything, go outside the home until they go at least away to college.
Yeah.
Period.
No, I agree. I think I actually could actually see why that's
no.
happening.
All right,
I'm scrolling.
You're scrolling. Scroll
Ooh,
down with
so
us.
So Cash Doll shows off her daughter's luxury crib. What do you think about luxurious gifts for the kiddos? If you got it, flaunt it. Girl, I know you want it. I know you're not thinking about that hard because, baby, the way you be, I mean, your big, big kids be looking.
No, let me tell you this.
Fresh to death.
Let me tell you this. Cash Doll shows off her daughter's luxury crib. If I had a daughter, I probably would go freaking crazy
you would
like Cash Doll did.
You would.
With the boys, seriously, I don't go crazy. Like Michael, every blue moon.
Everything is relative because you go crazy, Marlo.
No, they don't have Gucci Louis. They have like, Michael has a pair of Balenciaga boots. I will splurge and get them expensive pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
Or Michael loves these chrome heart eyeglasses.
Yeah. But you give them experiences too, though. They
I
go
do
on
give
trips.
Them
trips. They have. They go to good
I
restaurants.
I would do that, but they're not talking about... Auntie, I want to go get some Gucci Louis.
Yeah.
They know that's once a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting ready to make you think, because I'm going in Chanel, you're getting Chanel,
right.
You're getting Balenciaga. You're going to get it once a year, one piece.
Yeah.
And you're going to work your ass off
to get it.
Because I didn't start getting it until I was an adult.
Yeah.
But for a daughter Cash Doll, I probably would.
You probably do the same thing. I think for me, like, so I feel like Ross and I, obviously, when we started our careers, we made a lot of money in the beginning. And we spent so much of our money just like, you know, like you just...
Living your best life.
And so now I have a whole different mentality when it comes to money. So, like, for me, I would prefer to put money in their savings accounts. Like, I've already have, I have all their stuff set up. Because I'm like, you know what? You want to live your best life when you're older. You don't want to, like... Because, like, now, what does it matter? If I get a nine-month-old, a Gucci sweater, he's not going to care about that.
He's not going to be wearing it.
You know what I mean? I want to make sure my kids get, like, 17, 18, when they start life, they have a great start. They can go into the world and start to achieve all the things they want to achieve. So I feel like there was a time in my life where I was very flashy and we bought all the things. Now I'm like, I could care to give two shits about that. I want my kids to have a strong foundation and a full bank account.
Yeah, and I feel that they don't work and they can't afford it. I'm going to wear all the designer because I've worked my butt off. Yes. They're going to look good for Christmas pictures. They're going to look going public. But you're going to be at Zara, H&M, Target, Walmart, Sheen, Fashion Nova, and you're gonna just highs and lows, baby. Get some expensive J's, and you're gonna have on Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call you and tell you, hey, we need some good Nike, and we're gonna call it a day. The boys are gonna have to work for what they want, because when you sit there and give kids all that, you're just opening
the door. Yeah, they don't understand the value of money.
Karina, how do you pronounce your last name?
Karina.
Yeah. K-O-P-F.
Kopf.
I don't know if you're pronouncing it right, but it's K-O-P-F, close friends. What is it?
No.
Karina K-O-P-F retires from OnlyFans after bringing in over $67 million in 3 years. Start taking a picture. Set that camera up.
Let me get.
Girl, take the picture. We are
Why?
I'm done.
Why?
The podcast has ended. We have fun with y'all.
It was
bye.
My friends. I want to be a videographer, girl, because if we're making $67 million.
In 3 years.
Dang.
Can we please talk about this? I know my contact would be fine. Let's do this. Y'all can say whatever the hell y'all want. I don't care. $67 million in 3 years. I would not show vagina. I won't show a boob, a nipple. I would just show swimsuits.
You're going into
I would be in the kitchen like
and
I'm
you have cute feet. You could do the foot fetish stuff.
Okay, she's being funny now.
You do No. I'm not being funny. Well, your feet got lotion on them, they look good. Everybody's feet
real
look better
friends,
when they're crusty.
See? Real close friends. This is what you get. This is what you get. Okay, no, seriously.
Seriously, would you consider the OnlyFans?
I've considered. We're doing it. Can I pay you to be my content creator?
No, you can't do OnlyFans. You are so much better than that. You are a superstar. You are a superstar. I am serious. You're not doing
it.
You're not doing
it. Okay. Well, I'm gonna show you how much better I am. Stay tuned. I may not be here any much longer.
That is crazy, though.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
What was she doing? Was she naked on there? Like, who is she?
I've never seen her.
I don't even know that. She retired after earning a reported $67 million. Joined in 2021. Baby, I'm going to DM her. Do y'all know her? DM me and tell me about her, what she did and what she showed y'all.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so they put out this thing. I just saw this on Mr. Housewives. It says they're showing all the different cast photos from Salt Lake City, like the different cast photos they've taken. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite?
I didn't see it. Can you show it to me?
No, I'm just saying, what's your favorite cast photo
cast
moment? Yeah. Ooh, close friends. Hold on. Remember, this was my first cast shoot, right? And literally it happened like, I was only filming for like 2 months. I didn't really know y'all like that, right?
Okay.
So I'm coming out and I'm like, okay, whatever. But you know me, I'm like, whatever. Like, I show up, I do whatever. I'm going to always like at least exude confidence, even if I'm like, I don't know what's going on. When they put you and Kenya beside each other for the
baby,
photo.
Baby, she gagged.
No.
She couldn't even
but
take
how
it.
About? I don't know if this was really happening, but I felt like it was happening. She was trying to put one leg in front of you.
Yes, I was going, I know! It was so crazy.
Was so
you peeped
funny.
That?
Bitch, y'all was like, no.
Girl, we
no,
was literally
no,
fighting
no. I was like, y'all, you know they're going to see both of y'all, right? Like,
she couldn't even take it.
She couldn't take
it. But you know what, though, being serious, what was so sad about that is that after 10 years of me being with that group, they could not welcome me or accept me or just welcome me to the table.
Yeah.
They were so angry about it. And I mean, it didn't work out. It only lasts 2 years. And I mean, it lasts as long as it was supposed to last.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad to where all us black women get together and you can congratulate me and say, damn, she's been here 10 years strong, keeping us relevant, helping us out.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have a private party for me. They couldn't welcome me. But you know what? It is what it is. And that's why she's gone now.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt the one thing I'll say about the show is that I would have hoped that there would have been more of a sisterhood. Yeah. I thought, you know, like, you literally come in and you are like in the wild, wild west. Like,
you
nobody
have no idea
really.
What you're doing.
Yeah. And I remember you were one of the few people in the beginning, you were like, you said to me, at least get to know everybody.
I told you, don't have one friend.
You're
going to play musical chairs, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, you told me at least.
And your ass went over there sitting, trying to do this. I'm like, okay. Look at that. So you went right, you don't got to let them know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. But you. Stop me conversation. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, so I would have hoped it would have been more sisterhood on the show. Because I feel like we win and lose together, and I feel like there was never that energy there. But you know, it is what it is. The best part is though, we went on the show, we met each other, we have a real friendship.
A real friendship.
And we now have a real show.
A real show.
And we hope to see you guys again next week.
We do. Love you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween from Salt and Pepper. We out.
We got the tea hot, get ready for trends. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. Laugh so loud. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. We got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, we got the tea hot, get ready for trends. Laugh so loud, our hearts will cleanse, in this inner circle, sisterhood extends.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high quality, high performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.